Brilliance Audio presents A Search for Starlight by James Maxwell. Performed by Simon Vance. 1. When viewed from a great height, the ugly stains on the landscape could have been patches of dark gravel, but whenever she saw them, Selina felt ill. Death had come to the wasteland. Selina was far-casting. Like her parents before her, she was a mystic. The ability to far-cast was something she had been born with, and over time she had developed skill. She was separated from her body, as her awareness flew over the wasteland. Under the light of two suns, a rugged landscape of red dirt, boulders, and man-sized cactuses passed below her. Her gaze was on a group of distant black splotches that began to reveal themselves in detail. Drawing closer, she lost height, and finally hovered to inspect the area. Ash coated the ground. If she had been able to smell, the sour odour of char would have filled her nostrils. She was looking at what had once been a small settlement, a cluster of three homesteads that now lay in ruins. Everything was burned away, with each house only distinguished by the shape of its cinder pile. Selina was familiar with the races inhabiting the wasteland. From the layout, she knew this had once been home to a group of humans. Their bones would be in there somewhere. But she had already seen enough bones and bodies to last a lifetime. She wasn't just coming across human settlements, all razed to the ground. Although the wasteland was sparsely populated, Selina could cast far enough to find entire Bax villages destroyed in the same manner. She had seen caves set into hillsides where the rock itself was scorched and the bodies of Scalen lay sprawled outside the entrances. After a look of despair at the forlorn piles of ash, Selina climbed the sky once again. As soon as she had gained enough height, she stared in all directions. For some time she had been trying to observe one of these strange attacks firsthand. She wanted to understand what was causing such devastation. Only then would the city of Zorn be able to fight back. A bright light flashed in the sky. Her attention snapped into focus. An instant later, she saw sunlight sparkle from metal. She sped toward the location, yet the object disappeared back the way it had come, leaving a wispy white trail like a thin cloud. Selina wanted to pursue it, but her lifeline was stretched almost to the limit. Instead, she headed for a newly created plume of smoke rising from the ground. When she arrived, her heart sank. The Bax village lay nestled in...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?